Today's daf is Nida Daf Mem, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the fifth perek of Masechtas Nida, perek Yoitze Doifen. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarali. Zok the Mishnah, Yoitze Doifen, a child that's born Caesarean, C-section, Ein Yoishvin Olav, Yemei Toma, a big chiddush. The laws of Toma, the Yemei Taira, and Taira do not apply to the mother. So a woman that gives birth, Isha ki says, Riyav Yalda Zachar, so there's a whole Shulchan Aruch. If she gives birth to a boy, 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Taira, then she has to bring a carbon. If she gives birth to a girl, 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of Taira, and then she has to bring a carbon. As the Mishnah, that's only if the child that she gave birth to was born naturally. If, however, it was a Yoytze Doifin, it was an unnatural birth, you don't have Yemei Tumah, you don't have Yemei Taira, the Ein Chayav and Olav carbon, additionally, you don't have the Chi of carbon either. Rav Shimon argues, he says, I raise a kayol, that no, just because the child was born Yoytze Doifin doesn't negate Hilchas Yoyledes, and even a Yoytze Doifin is going to have all the halachos of the Isha Ki Sazri. It says the Mishnah, Kol HaNashim Et Hamois, Bebeis HaChitzoyim, another halacha unrelated. A woman that has Dam Nida becomes a Nida, even if the Dam never left her guf, even if it's in the Beis HaChitzoyim, meaning it's Ba'oisoy Makoy. Dam Nida is dam that comes from the makar, it comes from the uterus. Obviously, the blood doesn't go from the uterus straight outside the guf, it goes through the Kaisle Beis HaRechem. In the event that the dam never left the Kaisle Beis HaRechem, she would still be considered a Nida, Shenemar, it's learned out from a pasuk, Dam Yiyeh Zoiva Biv Sara, and we learn from there that even if the dam is still Biv Sara, she's considered a Nida. So that reason that a woman that does a Bedika and she finds dam, the woman becomes a Nida Dairaisa. What do you mean? Why is she a Nida Dairaisa? The dam never left her guf. She found it in her guf via a bedika. The teretz is because the dam doesn't have to leave her guf in order for it to be a Nida. Al-Vazov, al-Bakari, but as it relates to a man who has Tumas Zav and he has Tumas Keri, there the halach is just the opposite. Eina mitamin, achateisa Tumas al-Luchotz. They don't become Tomei, Tumas Ziva, Tumas Keri, respectively, unless the dam actually leaves the guf. Says the Mishnah, for that reason, a man was eating truma, v'hirgish in his daz v'evarim, and then he felt that his evarim started shaking, meaning he's about to be moitzi keri. Oiches ba'amo, so he should hold his ama, meaning try not to allow the keri to leave his body. Ubaleya said, truma, quickly swallow the truma. The reason is because once it leaves his guf, he's going to be tummy. If he's tummy, he's metame the truma. Then you run into major issues. So if he can somehow control himself, even physically, do something that will make the keri not leave his guf, even though clearly something moved inside his body, but he's not tummy to mas keri. It's based on this halacha that zavu bal keri, they don't become tummy. I should teitze to masal luchot. One final halacha, metamin b'cholshu. And this is true both for a nida and for a zav and a balkari. How much ziva, how much keri, how much dam nida has to emerge in order for there to be toma? A kolshu, a filu kein hachardol. Even if it's so small, it's like a mustard seed. Ubepachas mikein. And by the way, even if it's small than that. So why do we mention a mustard seed? So apparently that's just a normal amount of small dam, small keri, small ziva that would leave a person, but it's a muscle, when we talk about tipas dam kechardel, it could be even less than that. The point is, even a koshu, the most minute amount would be enough in order to trigger tumah. So again, a whole smorgasbord of ideas as it relates to some basic halachas, tumas nida, tumas keri, tumas ziva, tumas yeledes. The Gemara is going to discuss it, and we're going to begin the discussion with the first halacha in the Mishnah, which was a machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. A child was born, yoytze doifen, C-section. Does the mother have the halachos of Parshas Tazria, or does she not? The Tanakhama said, Yoytze Doifin, Ein Yoyshvan Olav Yemei Tumah, V'Yemei Tahaira, V'Ein Chayovin Olav Karbin. Shimon argued, Rav Shimon said, Hareza Kayol, says the Gemara, Ramani Bar Patish, Mai Tamayo the Rabbana, what's Pshat in the Rabbana? What's wrong with a child that was born C-section? Amakra, it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Isha Ki Tazria, V'Yolda Zachar, and we learn from there, Ad Sheteleid, B'Mokam Shimazras, the child has to be born from the mokoyim of the zera, which is obviously the rechem, it's oisei mokoyim. So if the child came to the world in that way, then you're going to have the parsha. Rav Shimon, I hear that. Filo lo yolda, ela kein shezriya, imet meyoleda. Rav Shimon also darshins, isha ki sazriya veyolda, but not that the leda has to come from the mokoyim of the zera, but rather a different drasha, that if the child would leave the mother in the form that it entered, meaning in the form of Zera, in a liquid state, you would have thought maybe there's no Tumas Leda. Kamash Malon, this Pasuk, Ishaki Sazriya, the Yolda Zachar, that there's going to be Tumas Leda. Rashi Shtelsu, a difficult Gemara that we learned earlier, in Perek HaMapelas, Daf Chavava Meralev, that Reb Shimon had to make this drasha. This is Reb Shimon Lishitasai, where Reb Shimon holds that if a Vlad would come out in a liquid form, it wouldn't be metama the bias, because we would assume that it was bottle. So Rav Shimon Lishitasai needs a drasha to say that even though there's no Tumas Meis, still there's going to be Tumas Leda. But the Rabbanon who disagreed with that whole premise with Rav Shimon and that sugya on Daf Chavav don't need this drasha. But either way, the machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon is based on how to dash in the pasuk Ichaki Sazriya V'yalda Zachar. According to the Rabbanon, Achetele B'makom Shimazras. According to Rav Shimon, it's a completely different halacha. That it's coming to teach me if the child is born in a liquid form, Ke'en Shezriya comes out, Nebuch Nimoik, the halacha is still there's going to be Tumas Leda. Says more of Rav Shimon my time. Eh? So we brought a positive makar for the Rabbanon, and the Gemara explained why Rav Shimon deflected the Rabbanon's makar. But does Rav Shimon himself have his own makar? Does he have a makar, a mefurish makar, so to speak, that tells me that a yoytze daifin has Tumas Leda? So the Gemara says, yeah, Amrei Shalkash HaMarkot, the pasuk says, Teled, Vim Nekeva Teled, that word Teled was extra. L'rabbis yoytze daifin. Shimon said, it's coming to be married, but a yoytze daifin. So now he's Rav Shimon deflect the Rabbanon's makar. Rav Shimon actually has his own makar. Says Rabbanon, "Hami boylei the rabbi sum to madrogas." What does Rabbanon do with the word teilei? It's coming to be marba that if someone gives birth to a tumtum or an adroginus, it's going to be tumah. So good, I would have thought zacher in the cave exiv. Zacher badin in the cave vado. If like tumtum adroginus, I would have thought that maybe a zacher in the cave have tumas leida. But what about a tumtum or an adroginus? They're neither zacher or nekeva. So maybe there's no tumas leida at all. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush for Rav Shimon. How does Rav Shimon know tumtum adroginus? If he uses teili to teach me that a yoytze doifen has tumas leida, how does he know tumtum and adroginus have tumas leida? Nafkelemi the tani bar levoy. Tani bar levoy leben. It says in the pasuk ubim loyse meit the hayro leben oy levas. Leben or Levas seems to be extra Rav Shimon held. Vidarshan Leben, Mikol Makoim, Levas, Mikol Makoim. Leben is coming to be Marba, and Levas is coming to be Marba, Tumtum and Adroigis, Rabbanon. Haimi Boyle, Lechaib al Kol Ben Uben, Ulechaib al Kol Bas Ubas. The Rabbanon couldn't use Leben or Levas to be Marba, Tumtum and Adroigis. Therefore, they need Kele to be Marba, Tumtum and Adroigis, because the Rabbanon used Leben Ulevas to teach me that if a woman gives birth to many children, many bens or many basses, so she'd be chayiv to bring a carbon for each ben, she'd be chayiv to bring a carbon for each bass. Now, before we go weiter, that's poshet, that if a woman gives birth to multiple children, so she has 5 kids, she never had an opportunity to go to the Makam HaMikdash and bring her karbanos. So obviously, for every child, she's going to have to bring a carbon. She had 5 pregnancies, 5 children. There's nothing to talk about. She's going to have to bring a carbon for each child that she had. If she gives birth to 2 boys at the same time, she's only going to have to bring 1 carbon. The shaila over here is, what happens if a woman gave birth to a child and before she completed her Yemei Tahaira, she gave birth to another child? So it was technically a separate Leda, it was a separate pregnancy, but before she completed her Yemei Taira, it's more Shchiach. Rashi picks a case where it was in a Keva. So in a Keva has 80 days of Yemei Taira. So let's say she gave birth to an Akeva, 14 days later, she's pregnant, and then before the 80 days passes, a 66-day window, the child could already be a shtickel form, they could be arbaim yoim already, and at that point, she gave birth to another child. So the question is there going to be a 2 karbanos, or is there going to be 1 karban? On the one hand, it's a separate childbirth, but then again, it happened within the Yemei Tahaira still of the original child, so maybe you would have a Havamina not. That's what the Rabbanon are coming to be Maribel. The Rabbanon are coming to say that Yechayv al Kol Ben Uben and Yechayv al Kol Bas Ubas, that in this case, you're going to be Chayv for each one. Rav Shimon, Afkalim, the Tani, Tanaka, made Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon knew that halacha, he agrees with it, but he learned it from somewhere else. Leis Teres HaYoledes, Melamed Shuviya, Karben Echel, Avlodeis HaRbe, that you bring 1 carbon for many vlogs. Yavi, Tavi al Kol Leidav al Zivu Ka'achas. You would have thought, says the Braiso, that if a woman is a Yoledes, and then she's a Zava, maybe she could bring 1 carbon, meaning just like you could bring 1 carbon for many vlados, so maybe you could bring 1 carbon for the Yoledes and for the Ziva. So the Gemara says, 1 second, let's interrupt. Yoledes, achlo dam, Yoledes, achlo chelav, b'chad carbon, tiskile. You're going to tell me also that a Yoledes that ate chelav b'shoigig, or ate dam b'shoigig, where this Yoledes has an obligation to bring a chatas
because she's a Yeledes, also has an obligation to bring a chatas chelev or a chatas dam, because she was over a chavi krisis b'shoigin. So you're going to tell me there to only bring one? Of course not. So what does the b'raisa mean? El yochot, tov yal leidesh olifnei b'lois, v'leidesh l'achem b'lois kachas. This is what the b'raisa means. You would think that if she had a leida, and then she gave birth to another child, but the other child was born after Melois, after Melois he made the Haira, after the made the Haira, you would have thought one carbon there as well. Talmudoy mazois. But the bottom line is, Reb Shimon learned like that, Tani Tana Kameda Rav Sheshes, who learned out that this halacha from Zois Torah Sayyoladas Rabbanan says the Gemara, Afagaf Tchsiv Zois, it's Trich Leben. It's true, it says Zois. Zois teaches me that if one child was born, and then after the Yemei Tahira, she had another child, you have to bring for each one. I learn it from Leben or Levas to teach me that Yechayev HaKolachas V'Achas, not from Zois. Why couldn't they learn it out from Zois? Because they need Zois to teach me something else. It's Rech Leben or Sokotayt Chavina, because I would have thought, Hani Mila Betrei Yiburi. I would have thought that the only time you bring two, when they were born, not during the same Yemei Tahira time frame, is where they came from two separate pregnancies. But if they came from one pregnancy, you go Yehuda, the Chizkiya, B'nai Reb Chiya, second time we had them, who were born 3 months apart from the same pregnancy, right? One of them just didn't come out for a little while. So over there, Ema B'chad Karban Sagli, being that it came from one pregnancy, you would have thought that maybe one carbon is okay, Kamash Malon. So the Rabbana need Leven Oilavas, and they need Zois, both to teach me separate carbon for each child, because there's two separate chidushim. Reb Shimon only needs one for whatever reason. The bottom line is Reb Shimon ends up having Leben or Levas to teach me the, ends up in the cheshbon, ends up having Teilet to teach me the Rabbis Yoytzadoifin, and the Rabbanu don't have Teilet to teach me the Rabbis Yoytzadoifin. So you sit down, you make the cheshbonis of the back and the fourth in the back. How you marba tum to vajroiginis, how you marba two carbonis, one carbon, that's what comes out. Bottom line is, very simple. The machloikis in the Mishnah, yoytze doifin. Do you have Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tahira, and Chiyuv Karbon? Or do you not have Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tahira, and Chiyuv Karbon? According to the Chachamim, you don't. According to Rav Shimon, you do. May tamayu de rabbanon, ishikis hasriya b'yol de zachar, at sheteled b'mokim she mazras. The child has to come from the mokim where she's mazriya, which is the koisle beis harechem. So it's only if it's born naturally, if it's born unnaturally, such as yoytze doifin, that lochis is not going to be Tumas later. May tamayu de Rav Shimon, it says, v'im nekeva teled. The word teled is extra in Rav Shimon's world of drushes, and teled l'rabbois yoytze doif. It says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, umaydu Rav Shimon, because even though Rav Shimon says that a yoytze doifin child is treated like a regular child, as it relates to the tumas leido of the mother, but Rav Shimon's moedet that there is another area in halacha where a yoytze doifin is treated differently than something, we'll see, it's an animal, that was born naturally. And where is that? That's in the context of kachim. So if you have a behemoth kachim that was born yoytze doifin, the halacha is it's not going to have kedusha. A yoytze doifin can't go on the mizbeach. And being that a yoytze doifin can't go on the mizbeach, we look at an animal that's yoytze doifin as being a behemah that has a mum. And just like if someone's makdish, a behemah's mum, it doesn't have kedusha, so too, if someone's makdish, an animal that's a yoytze doifin, it doesn't have kedusha. Now, just to go down memory lane for a moment, that's pashut. If someone's makdish, a behemah's balas mum, it does have kedusha. So what does it mean, ein kadosh? What it means is it doesn't have kedushas agof. It doesn't have the kedusha that it needs, that level, qualitatively, for you to be allowed to put it on the mizbeach. It will have kedushas domin, however. It will have kedusha in the sense that you can't just do whatever you want to do with it, and it belongs to hektish. So obviously, there's going to be some level of kedusha. But when Rabbi Yochanan said, umoydu Rabbi Shimon b'kachim she'ein kadosh, what he means is the madreig of kedusha that you would need in order to put it on the mizbeach. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's point is that even though Rabbi Shimon in Masechta Nida, as it relates to a child that was born Yoytze Doifin, doesn't differentiate between a child that's born naturally and a child that's born Yoytze Doifin, but in the world of Kachin, Rav Shimon agrees it's a concept of a Yoytze Doifin. It says, in my time, why does Rav Shimon hold that? He learned it with Xer Shava, Leida by Bechar. It says Leida by a regular kachim, and it says Leida by a Bechar. Mahasam, Paterechem, Avkam, Paterechem. Meaning, that's Pashit, that a Bechar that's born Yoytze Doifin is not going to have Kedushas Bechar. Why is that Pashit? Because it says in the Torah, Paterechem. And if the child is born Yoytze Doifin, then it wasn't part of the Rechem. So that's Pashit, that's the way it's going to be. So Rav Shimon said that just like by Bechar,
which is kachim. It says later, you find this idea that it has to be peter rechem. So to here, it's the same thing. But what's the makar? How did he learn it from Bechar? Not with a mamatzinu, you know, oh, Bechar is kachim, this is also kachim. He learned it from Xerah Shava. It says later by Bechar, and it says later by kachim. It says it by kachim, shorei kesef by eis ki yivaleh. It says it by Bechar, kadashli kol Bechar, peter kol rechem, kol ha-Bechar ha-she yivaleh. So you find the word later by Bechar. It says later by Yadam as well. Our pasuk, Ichik, he says, Ria, v'yolda zachar, ma hasam yoytze devin, afkan yoytze devin. Had Reb Shimon to learn leida from Bechar, maybe learn leida from Adam. And just like Reb Shimon holds that by Adam, if the child's born yoytze devin, it's not considered a leida in terms of the parsha of Ichik, he says, Ria. So maybe the same should be true with regards to Kachim. So the Gemara says, Mistabra Bechar havaleh melech, shekein imoy, mei imoy. In both parshias, it says imoy. It says, v'hoya shivas yom tachas imoy. Every carbon, you're not allowed to shecht until it's 8 days old. Shivas yom tachas imoy. And then afterwards, mei mashmida v'holiye yiratza. And it says the same thing by Bechar. Shivas yomim yeh in imoy. So imoy, imoy. That's how he knew to darshan leida leida. Fidmar adar abba. May Adam have a leida melech. Doesn't it make more sense to learn it from Adam? Shekein pasha ni pasha. They're both not Bechars. Ishaki says, Ria, v'yol dezak, it's nothing to do with Bechar. Right? Even if the child is not a Bechar, you're going to have the halachas of Tumah and Tyre and Karvan. And a regular behemoth kachem is not a Bechar either. Gemara says, you're right. Elam Bechar have a leida melech. The reason Reb Shimon felt that it made sense to learn a behemoth kachem from a Bechar was Shekein, number one, Ein. Number one, they're both mothers. Number two, Behemas, they both say Ein. Number two, Behemas Kachim, they're both Behemas Kachim. He's learning from the parsha of Bechar that goes on the Mizbeach. So they're both Behemas and they're both Kachim. Pigal Nais and Vitame, and they're both subject to the laws of Pigal Nais and Vitame. Or it says, Adar Abim, Yodam Havalei Lameilov. Maybe learn it better from Parshas Kazria. Why Shekein Pashut? Ishaki says Ria is not necessarily a Bechar. A regular Behemoth Kachim is not Bechar either. Zachar, they both don't have to be a Zachar. You can have a Behemoth Kachim that's a Zachar. You can have a Behemoth Kachim that's in a cave, right? Certain Karbanis had to be in a cave. Chatas had to be in a cave. A Shlomim could be either a Zachar or in a cave. A Noila, for example, had to be a Zachar. An Ashram had to be a Zachar. But it's not exclusive to Zachar versus Nekeva. Adam also. Ishaki says Ria, the older Zachar, the older Nekeva. There's a different parasha. So just like Adam is Zachar in a Keva, Kachem is also Zachar in a Keva, as opposed to Bechar, which is Dafka by Zachar. Additionally, Kadosh. A Bechar is Kadosh Me'elov. It's born Kadosh. Ishiki says, Riyavi, all the Zachar, there's no Kedusha Me'rechem. Additionally, Behemoth Kachem is not necessarily Kadosh Me'rechem. Ebbe Matana. Ishiki says, Riyavi, all the Zachar, is not, that child is not a Matana. You have to give the child to anybody. The same is true with regards to a regular Behemoth Kachem, as opposed to a Bechar, which is a Matana. So there are similarities between Behemoth Kachim to Bechar. There's similarities between Behemoth Kachim to an Ishaki Sazriya of Yolda Zachar. So again, the Gemara's question is, had Reb Shimon know that Behemoth Kachim doesn't relate to a Yoytze Daifim because he learned it from Bechar, maybe learn it from Bechar Adam. So the Gemara says, it's true. It has similarities to this parsha. It has similarities to that parsha. At the end of the day, Hanach Nefishin, count it up, do the math. Which one is more? It has more similarities to Bechar than it does to the Ishaki says Riyavi Yol the Zachar, and that's where Reb Shimon learned it from. Ishaki says Riyavi Yol the Zachar. That's why he learned it from Bechar. So again, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim argued: a woman gives birth to a child, Yoytze Daifin. Do you have the parasha of Tumas Leida? Do you not have the parasha of Tumas Leida? According to the Chachamim, you don't. According to Reb Shimon, you do. Yoichan came into Beis Medrash, and Reb Yoichan said that even though Reb Shimon holds a Masechtas Nida, that a Yoytze Daifin is treated like a regular child. However, in Kachim, when you learn Zvachim and Nachis and Bechairus, when you learn Meseder Kachim, over there Reb Shimon is going to agree that there's a difference between a Yoytze Daifin and a child that's born naturally. Meaning, a behemoth that's a Yoytze Daifin, you can't put on the Mizbeach. Being that you can't put it on the Mizbeach, it's viewed as a Balmum, and it's for that reason you have to treat it like a behemoth Balmum. So for example, if you would be Makdish, this animal right now, it'd be like being makdish an animal that has a mum, shekodam mumay like deshoi, einoi kodesh, it wouldn't have kedushas agof, it would have kedushas dovim on some level, but the point is that for sure it wouldn't have regular kedushas agof. How did Reb Shimon know that? Why? Why should it be that way? So Reb Yochanan had explained, he said Reb Shimon learned it from the parish of Bechar, because that's pashit, that Bechar only has kedusha if it's petarechem. If it's not petarechem, it doesn't have Kedusha. And Reb Shimon held that just like Bechar has to be Peter Rechem, Al Koponim, the same is going to be true with Behemoth Kachim. How did he know to learn Behemoth Kachim from Bechar? Maybe learn it from
Adam Ishik Isas Rivi Yalda Zachar. That's the Gemara that we just addressed. But either way, it was Rabbi Yochanan Tzchidish. Am Rav Chi Breid Rav Huna. Shmei De Rava. Rav Huna Breid Rav Chi Breid Rav Huna. Send the name of Rava. Tanya Beseila Rabbi Yochanan. I have a right, Rabbi Yochanan. As great as Rabbi Yochanan was, he was only an Amor. So if you have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, it's newsworthy. He said, what's this Braisa? So this is a Braisa that's quoted many, many, many times in Sefer Kachin. And it's a Braisa that at this point we're probably a little bit familiar with, stating that a little bit of an introduction. And that is that when a carbon was brought, so somebody was chayv to bring a carbon, whether it was a chatas, an oila, it doesn't matter what the carbon is. There were four avoidos that were done with the carbon that were critical for the kashrus of the carbon, known as the Dalar Avoyda Saddam, Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylacha, and Zrika. Once the Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylacha, and Zrika were done with the carbon was considered to have been brought. So if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, and he has to bring a Chata Shmeina now, so he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings his carbon Chatas, he hands it over to the Kayan, Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylacha, Zrika, done. He won't have to bring another carbon Chatas, as long as they were done properly. Stating that, after the Avodah Saddam, there were other mitzvahs that were done with the carbon. Number one, the basar was eaten. An oila, all the basar had to go on the mizbech, with the exception of the oila, every other carbon, the basar was eaten. Sometimes it was eaten by the bailim, almost always it was eaten by the kayhanim, but there was a mitzvah to eat the kachin. The Gemara says, there was a certain level of kapara that was actually attained through the achila. It's a mitzvah sasei deiraisa, shaylin mechaschinach, only kachim kachim, what about kachim kalim, the briskerov, all raid that we've spoken about. But there was a mitzvah. One mitzvah was to eat the kachim. There was another mitzvah, the shvicha shirayim. Not all the blood went on the mizbech, only some of the blood went on the mizbech. What do you do with the shiori hadam? So there was a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. There was another mitzvah of aktaris neimurim. They would take the fats, these are the chalavim that ordinarily you wouldn't be able to eat if it was a behemoth chulin, and they would take all those fats and they would put them on the mizbech. And that was also a mitzvah. That mitzvah was aktaris neimurim. So these were all mitzvahs that were done with the carbon, but they're not mitzvahs that are ma'akiv. What's ma'akiv is the avoid that was done with the dan. Shachting the animal, it's considered avoidus adam. Being mekabel adam in a klishar, it's kabbalah. Haylocha, walking the blood to the mizbech, and then doing the zrika. After that, there's nothing that's ma'akiv anymore. Achilas kachin, shvicha shirayim, haktara seimurim, those are all shiyare mitzvah. Stating that, the halacha was that the only time you were allowed to do Akhtara Seymurim is if the Dalar Avodah Saddam was done properly. So if you did the Shechita Kabbalah Ilachas Rika in a kosher way, so now you have a mitzvah of Akhtara Seymurim. If, however, the Shechita Kabbalah Ilachas Rika were not done properly, then you can't go do the Akhtara Seymurim. So you need the Avodah Saddam in order for you to be able to do the Akhtara. Pashit, it's a halacha. Level two, the Avodah Saddam were matter the Emurim on the Mizbeach. You can't just put something on the Mizbeach. So they were matter the Emurim on the Mizbeach. There's a component of heter to get on the Mizbeach that the Emurim need. And what was matter, it was the Zrika. The Zrika requires a Shechita Kabbalah Haylacha. The bottom line is that you need Avodah Saddam to do the Haktara simply because you need it, but understanding even a little bit deeper is because that's what's matter the Emurim to go on the Mizbech. So that's Pashit. If you didn't do a Shechita Kabbalah Ilachas Rika, if it wasn't done perfectly, you didn't follow the whole Shulchan Aruch of Seder Kachin, you wouldn't be able to do Akhtar. What happens if a Emurim of a carbon that's Pasul went on the Mizbech? So what do you do now? So there's a whole parak in Shas that addresses it. It's the ninth parak in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh. The Mishnah says, HaMizbech Mekadesh Asar Roy. The Pasuk says, Kol HaMizgeh Mizbech Yikdash, and we learn from there that even some a carbon, that puzzle that went on the Mizbech was Mekadesh, and it said that you're allowed to leave it on the Mizbech. So there was a Chiddush that even something that's puzzle, it's allowed to remain on the Mizbech if B'diyeved, it went on the Mizbech. Pashit you learn. Pashit you know, what's this halacha? Kulin again, Mizbech, I don't know. The Mizbech has an ability to be Mekadesh. The Mizbech was so Kaidish. So if something touches the Mizbech, you're allowed to leave it. But of course, in Bris, they don't learn that way. And they learned that, no, there was a parsha of Haktaras Psula. That just like there's a mitzvah to be makter emurim when everything was done properly, there's a parish of haktara to be makter emurim where things weren't followed properly. It's a din haktar, not a din haktara of haktaras ksher. It's a din haktara of haktaras psula. But not that what it means is that, oh, it's there, all right, leave it there. Don't worry, it's fine, it could stay. Mizbech is kadosh, it was mekadosh, even though it's puzzle, never do it again. No, there's a din aktar. Instead of aktaras kshayim, there's a din aktar of aktaras psul. But regardless, that is the backdrop. There was machlekes tanoim, that comes up many times. How often do you say this halacha that if something that's not allowed to go on the mizbeach im alu lo yerdoshkay is I really need that is allowed to stay on the mizbeach? So is it always true? Anytime there's a psul, the halacha is im alu lo yerdu, or only sometimes? And often in the sugyas of kachim, whether something psul is allowed to remain on the mizbeach or something psul not remain on the mizbeach was viewed as the barometer. That was the litmus test sometimes to know how possible something is. So if something is so possible that if it had this soul in the carbon, now you took its emurim and you put it on the mizbech, the halacha would be yerdu. That's a way of saying this is very, very possible. This is like a terrible, terrible soul. If something is possible, you have a carbon that's possible, but it's not so possible that if you would take the emurim of that carbon and you would put it on the mizbech, you fakert, malu lo yerdu. You would have this new aktaras psulim lachmin shel mizbech, right? You would be able to leave it there. So that would be a sign that it's not so. So whether it's malu yerdu, if the ebed went on the mizbech, have to take it off, or malu lo yerdu, you don't have to take it off, that's very often viewed as the barometer to determine in echos, qualitatively. Meaning not all psulim were created equally. And really, the way to, from a very high level, to divide all psulim into two groups is this: the psulim of him olu yerdu, the psulim of him olu lo yerdu. Why are we talking about this now? Because we're going to have now a whole amid and a half of Gemara right into tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara is going to discuss this basic halacha of him olu lo yerdu. Regardless, says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush, that even though Rabbi Shimon in our sugya masechta sinah daf mem aleph holds that there's no difference between a yoytze doven and a yalid woman that gives birth to a child, Caesarean, that halacha is Tomas Leda, but my dear Rabbi Shimon, the kachim she'ine kadosh. This was Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush. So I'm Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Huna, Shmei the Rava. Tanya Nisayel. I heard from Rava Raya to Rabbi Yechanan from a brayso. Rabbi Yehuda says Zois Toiras Ha'Oila. The pasuk is Savis Aharon Vezban of Lema. Zois Toiras Ha'Oila. He Ha'Oila. Mikdal Mizbech La'Oila. Adaboy Kevesha Mizbech Tugba. The context of the pasuk, in a more general way, is for sure talking about Haktara. He Ha'Oila. You have the oila al moikta mazbech alayla, you leave it on the mizbeach. Said Rabbi Yehuda that in that pasuk we learn the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. We don't have to go into the detail of that. But that pasuk is a makar, it's a source to this concept of olu lo yerdu. And in that pasuk, this harei elu gimel yutim, this three miyutim, zois is a miyut, he is a miyut, and ha oila, the hey of ha oila, is also a miyut. So harei elu gimel yutim, by the way, Tosfos says, it says ha oila twice in the pasuk, right? Zois teiras ha oila, he ha oila. So Tosfos, if ha is a miyut, then it says ha twice, right? So it shouldn't be gimel miyutim, it should be dalet miyutim. Ein Tosfos, right here on the Amud. But regardless, so zois teiras ha oila, he ha oila, is three miyutim, and we learn from there that even though the halacha is a malu yerdu, but not by all karbanos, there's three times where the halacha is a malu yerdu. What are the three times? What are the three worst psulim in the world, so to speak? Bratle nishchata by light. If the shechita was done by night, all avodas had to be done during the day. That avodah had to be done during the day. If the shechita was done by light, that's a problem. Or if the dam was nishpach of nishpachim. So what does nishpach dama mean? So really, it means two things. It means if there was never a Kabbalah done, if you never did a Kabbalah, you did the Shechita, and instead of the Kohen standing there with the Klisharis, being Makabal Adam, to continue the Avodah, there was never a proper Kabbalah done. Or, even if there was a Kabbalah done, but the Kabbalah was done from the Ritzpah. It was Nishpach ala Ritzpah, and then you were Makabal it somehow from the Ritzpah. But either way, if there was no proper Kabbalah done, it was Nishpach Dam, or if the Dam was Yotze, it left the Kloim, left the curtains and the Mishkan, it was Kloim, or it left the Chaynes Azara. So the Allah is in all three of these cases, Shem also Tered. So the three Niyutim are coming to be made three times with Allah is also Tered. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no, I disagree with you. It says, Oilo, Ilya, Loy, look, Shem, and I, Rabbi Shimon, Nishkhtab, Alayla, Vishen, Nishbach, Dhamma, Shimon is being marba these things. How do you know to be marba nishchata balayla? Vishen nishbach dam b'shiyas adam chutzat klaim. And then he continued. Vehalon, or if there was lina, Rashi says on the dam. Veha yoytze, Rashi says is referring to the basa. The basa left where it was supposed to go. Veha tame, or the carbon became tame. Veha noisar, or it was left overnight. Vishen nishbach chutzat man b'chutzat klaim pigol. Vishen kiblu psulim ezarku ez damam. Or apostle did the kabbalah, apostle did the zrika. Vani ton, and lamala shenasa lamata vintan, lamata shenasa lamayla. So certain karbonos, the zrika had to be done lamayla mi other carbonates, the zrika had to be done lamata mi chotasikra, right? There was a chot that went
around the middle of the Mizbeach, and that was a very important mark, because some Zrikas had to be done on top, some had to be done on bottom. So what happens if he did the Zrika in the wrong place, also known as a Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai, Vani Tanim Bechot Shanasim Befin Van Tanim Befin Shanasim Bechot. Oh, what happens if not only did you do a Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai, you did it on the wrong Mizbeach? So this was a carbon, the Zrika was supposed to be done on the Mizbeach Achitzain, and you did it on the Mizbeach Apnimi, or vice versa, Va Pesach Va Chatosh Shachton Shalay Lashma, or a Pesach and a Chatos with the Shechita was on Shalay Lashma. You're not allowed to bring a carbon shalay l'shma. But Pesach and Chatas is unique. This is the first Mishnah in Seder Kachem. The first Mishnah in Masechet Tzvachim says that all carbonates with the shechita was on shalay l'shma, ksherim elo shalay alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, with the exception of the Pesach and the Chatas, where not only is it not alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, but it's actually going to be possible. So how do you know all these things? That lachas and malu l'yerdu, tamu loy mazoyis teiras ha'oyla, riba, teira, achas, l'chala oylim, shim alu l'yerdu, that lachas and malu l'yerdu for all. Yachal shani marba esar rey v'na nirvas. Reb Shimon continued. Reb Shimon said that even though I was just marba all this, what about the a rey v'na nirva? An animal that was involved in arayos, the hamukta, or if somebody took an animal and set it aside as takrovis avedazar, the animal is going to bring this animal as a carbon for an avedazar. Vanevar, or somebody worshipped this animal, the esnan, or is an esnan zoyna, vamechir, it was swapped for a dog, vahakelayim, vahatrefa, the yaitzadayf, and this was all, everything here was a mashal, the nimshal is yaitzadayf, and this is what we were getting to. Or the yaitzadayf, and tamadloy marzois, it says zois, you have a mir also, so it's not always a malu lo yared. You're right. On the one hand, you have a riboy in the pasuk, but at the same time, there's a mi'at as well. So, Reb Shimon says, I have a whole list of things that are marba, but I also have a whole list of things that are marba. Says Reb Marra is the rabbi Sasele, Hoyt Sasele. Had Reb Shimon know which list to be marba, which list to be ma'at, it's actually because of mi'at, being that there's a riboy in the pasuk, there's a mi'at in the pasuk. I'm at marba, and yes, Eilu Shayu Psulam HaKadosh. And my time, yes, Eilu Shayu Psulam HaKadosh. The way Rashi explains, Bachlik is Rashi Toysis throughout Kachem, but the way Rashi explains is that Rav Shimon held that any psul that happens in the Azara, that he's marba. That's not such a bad psul. There the halacha is going to be a malu l'yerd, but any psul that happens outside of the Azara, so Roiva, Nirva, Mukta, Nevad, Kalayim, Trefa, Yoytzadav, these are not Azara digger psulim. Now what happens if they happen in the Azara? It's Toysis Kasha. But usually these things don't happen in the Azara, so they... Being that the psul didn't happen in the Azara, it's worse of a psul. Where the psul was ba'kodesh, literally, physically, in the Azara, such as it was law, and the shechita was not in the wrong way, it was a zrikah shalaybim kaimai, it was chutz lazmani chutzim kaimai, those types of psul, and being that the psul in ba'kodesh, there the halach is, it's better, and there the halach is emalu lo yerdu. So Reb Shimon said, sometimes emalu lo yerdu, sometimes emalu yerdu, he has a whole list of emalu lo yerdu, he has a whole list of emalu yerdu, what's the difference? Psul in ba'kodesh, not psul in ba'kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of putting this together. He has, it's always malu lo yerdu, it sounds like, and he has three miyutim. Nishchata balayla, nishbach dama, and yatsa dama chutz l'kla. But what do we need from all this? Ketani miyas, one thing. Yaitse daifin. Reb Shimon in his list of animals, in his list of kachin, where the halacha is, that it's so possible that it's an alu yerdu. Why? Because it's not psul b'kodesh. He added yoytzedayfin. Said Rava, my love, yoytzedayfin the kachem. What was he referring to? Obviously yoytzedayfin the kachem. And if it's yoytzedayfin the kachem, we have a raya that even though Reb Shimon holds in the mission over here, Berik yoytzedayfin. And Masech this needed that man aleph. That if a woman gives birth to a child, yoytzedayfin is treated like a regular child. But that's only with regards to an isha kisazri of a yold. But as it relates to behemoth kachem, it's not that way. Because Reb Shimon holds that in Kachim, there is a chasar in Yoytzadayfin. Whose chiddush was this? This was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Said the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Bereid, Rav Huna walked into Beis Medrash, and he told over in the name of Rava, he said that Ichab Geherd from Rava, that it's a mefurish b'raisa, it's one of the most well-known Reb Shimon's in Kachim. Because Reb Shimon, in his list of Emalu Yerdu, was included in Yoytzadayfin. And if Yoytzadayfin is Emalu Yerdu, that clearly implies it's puzzle. Meaning, we look at it as a balmum, that's why it's a malu yerdu. The bottom line is, what Rabbi Yochanan said, mid de nafshe, is mefurish in this braisa for Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, that's true, that Rabbi Shimon is talking about a yoytze doif in the kachim. However, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Nosson, it's not muchach that he meant all kachim. But rather, maybe what he means is yoytze doif in the bechar. Maybe he means bechar. Meaning, Bechar, everybody agrees Yoytzadayfin doesn't have Kedushas Bechar. So if somebody would take a Yoytzadayfin or Bechar, it's Pasha you wouldn't be able to put it on the Mizbech. Maybe that's what he was referring to. How do you know he was referring to all Behemoth's Kachim? Maybe he was referring to Bechar. And we're going to stop here. So just one Ha'ara as it relates to today's Daf. And that is, so we began the Daf straightforward daf. Machloikis, Reb Shimon, and the Chachamim. Yoytze doifen. According to the Chachamim, ein yoishven all of Yemei Toma, the Yemei Taira, the ein chayoven all of carbon. Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says, hareza kiyolod. There's another very important Gemara that really complements the Gemara that we just learned in Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Yom Aleph. Omer Ravasi. Ravasi said, Kol she'ima t'mei oleida, nimo v'shmoina. V'chol she'ein ima t'mei oleida, ein nimo v'shmoina. Anytime a woman gives birth to a child, where she's t'mei tumas leida, so the halacha is that the baby, that's if in the event she gives birth to a zachar, the zachar's mila has to be on the eighth day. If, however, a woman gives birth to a child and she's not tamei tumas leida, so there the halach is ein nimo l'shmoina. How does we know that? Shenema isha ki sasri v'yol zachar v'tmei v'goymer, and then it says b'yoy mashmini yimo b'sar alase. The pasuk says again, dabrel b'nei yisrael leima. We're familiar with this pasuk at this point. Isha ki sasri v'yol zachar v'tamei shivas yomim ki mei nidas dvoisa titma. The next pasuk u'b'yoy mashmini yimo b'sar alase. Everybody mutches. Why is that pasuk here? We're talking about the Tumah and the Tyre and the carbon of a Yeladas. Where does the mitzvah of Mila come in? The Archaim HaKadosh already asks the Kash in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Besides, the mitzvah of Mila was mentioned in Parshas Lach Lecha. So why was it Nishnis again in Parshas Tazria? But regardless, Rav Asi said a drasha. He said that the Torah juxtaposed the mitzvah of Mila with the Parsha of Tumas Leida. The only time you have Mila, not Mila, but the only time you have Mila B'Shmini is if there's Tumas Leida. If there's no Mila, if there's no Tumas Leida, you're not going to have Mila B'Shmini. Well, what then will the halacha be? Says Rashi, the halacha would be Nimo Miyad. The halacha would be Nimo Miyad. So anytime a woman gives birth to a child where there's no Tumas Leida, the halacha is you don't wait until the eighth day to do Bris Mila, but rather you do the Bris Mila Miyad. So what's an example of a woman that doesn't have Tumas Leida? Rashi gives two examples. We'll mention the first. Kigoy, this is Rashi, Shabbos, Kuflam, and Ham, and Aleph, Perik, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila. Kigoy, Yaitse Daifin. A Yaitse Daifin. Our mission that we just learned. A Yaitse Daifin. We pass like the Chaman Alek, Rabbi Shimon, Eini Mitmea Leida. So if Eini Mitmea Leida, Rabbi Asi and Amir came generations later, and he said, I'm going to tell you another Chiddush. That if this Eini Mitmea Leida, that means if a child is born Yaitse Daifin, you do the Bris Milo right away. But the Gemara continues. Amalei Abaya. Abaya told Rabbi Asi, is that true? Doiris Harishainim Yechicho. Why can't we bring a Rai from the Doiris? There was Mila, and there was no Toma. So he told him back, I hear, but it's true, that's the way it was. From Avram Avinu's times, there was no Tumas Leida because the Torah wasn't given yet. But Avram Avinu was told in Parshas Lech Lecha that Bris Mila is supposed to be by Yom HaShmini. So Avram Avinu had Mila B'Shmini without Tumas Leida. But once the Torah was given, it changed. And then the halacha was that only someone that has Tumas Leida is going to have Mila B'Shmini. But someone that doesn't have Tumas Leida is not going to have Mila. Gemara Eini is that true? We learned. Yoytze Doifin Misha Yishish Tera Lores. Rav Hunu Rav Chia Bar Rav. Chadam on one side Mechalon Ovis HaShabbos. Chadam on Mechalon. There's Machlekes. Whether or not you could be Mechalon Shabbos, you could do a Mila B'Shmini on Shabbos for a Yoytze Doifin. Says the Gemara, Ad Kamli Pli Yel Chal Ovas HaShabbos. Sounds like Machlokes is whether the Mila B'Shmini is Doicha Shabbos when the child is a Yoytze Doifin. Al V'Lashmeinu Vadim Malin Olay. But it sounds like everyone agrees you do it B'Shmini. The Gemara says no, it's not true. Haba Hatalia. The man that holds you can be Mechal Shabbos, it's because he holds it's been Mila B'Shmini. He holds it's something called Mila B'Zmane. The man that holds you can't be Mechal Shabbos for a Yoytze Doifin, it's because he holds there's no such thing as Mila B'Zmane, because there is no Mila B'Shmini for a child that's Yoytze Doifin. Fascinating Gemara. Either way, that's Rav Asi's Chiddush, that kol she'imoy t'meyo leida nimo l'shmoyna, v'chol she'ein imo t'meyo leida, ein nimo l'shmoyna. The Rambam paskins like Rav Asi, but only a little bit. The Rambam paskins that kol she'imoy t'meyo leida is nimo l'shmoyna, is, meaning kol she'ein imo t'meyo leida is nimo l'shmoyna. So a Yoytze Doifin gets Bris Mila B'Shmoyna, but it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. So the Rambam is somewhere in between. And all the Achroinim, the Noisa Kalim, already the Kasa Mishnah, they all mutcha what's Pashim Shana in the Rambam. Because from the Gemara it sounded like Haba Hatalia. The two are going to be Tali Zebezeh. Meaning, if you hold of Rav Asi's Chiddush, that if there's no Tumas Leida, there's also no Mila B'Shmini, so then if there's no Mila B'Shmini, and it wouldn't be Doicha Shabbos. If you don't hold of Rav Asi's Chiddush, then there should be Mila B'Shmini, and it should be Doicha Shabbos. That's what the Gemara said. Ha, Baha, Talia. If there's Mila B'Shmini, then it's Daicha Shabbos. That's the Habaha. If there's no Mila B'Shmini, then it's not going to be Daicha Shabbos. But the Rambam somehow came in between. The Rambam held that there is going to be Mila B'Shmini, but the Mila B'Shmini is not going to be Daicha Shabbos. So Pashat Achreinim learned that the Rambam wasn't sure. The Rambam walked away from the sugya with a selfie. He wasn't sure if he passed him like Rav Asi. We don't pass him like Rav Asi. The sugya continues for another Amid. And he wasn't sure what the halacha was. And because he wasn't sure what the halacha was, he was machriya. He said, the chumra, of course, you do Mila B'Shmini. Wait until the 8th day. You have nothing to lose by waiting until the 8th day. You could do it the first day. Okay, but wait until the 8th day. So the chumra, wait. But at the same time, the chumra, you can't be Michal Shabbos because maybe there is no din Mila B'Shmini. Meaning, of course, the Rambam knew Haba Hatalia. The Rambam was took an in-between psak because the Rambam himself wasn't sure what halacha was. So he always, in both cases, won Luchum, stating that there's a shtickle from Reb Chaim Brisker in Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam. There's one Reb Chaim in Sefer in Hilchas Milo. It's going on this Rambam. But Reb Chaim says, not Pshat in the Rambam. Pshat in the Rambam is not that the Rambam was Mesopic. We don't have time to go through this Reb Chaim. It's beyond the scope of what we do. But the crux of what Reb Chaim says is that Reb Chaim held us two parashias of Milo in the Torah. There's the parasha of Milo of Parashas Lech Lecha, and there's the parasha of Milo of Parashas Tazria. In the parasha of Milo in Parashas Tazria, the Torah was Toila, Mila B'Shmini, and Isha Kisasriya, V'yolda Zacha, V'tomah Shivas Yomim. So in Parshas Tazriya, you have Rav Asi Salacha. Kol she'im etmei aleida, nima l'shmoina. V'chol she'enim etmei aleida, ein nima l'shmoina. But you also have the Parsha Mila, Parshas Lachacha, where Hashem told Avram Avinu, there's a mitzvah, you and your family, they have to do Bris Mila. And over there, it doesn't say anything about Tumah, because like Abaya said, Deiru Sarri Shana B'Yachichu, there was no Tumah in the times of Avram Avinu. So you have a mitzvah's Mila, L'Shmaina, that the Torah was Toila in Tumah Shiva, that's Parshas Tazria, and you have a mitzvah's Mila, L'Shmaina, that the Torah was not Toila in Tumah, that's Parshas Lech Lecha. Said Reb Chaim, what's the makar? How do you know that Mila's Doicha Shabbos? Mila's Doicha Shabbos because it says Ubiyay Mashmini Yimel Basara Losai. That's the pasuk in Parshas Tazria. Mila, that's Doicha Shabbos Bashmini, that's the Parshas Tazria Digga Mila Bashmini. The Parshas Lech Lecha Mila Bashmini is not Doicha Shabbos. So Reb Chaim Kedarkoi was Machadish two dinim, two parshias of Mila Bashmini. There's the Mila of Bashmini of Parshas Lech Lecha that is not totally in Tumah Shiva. It's also not Doicha Shabbos because you don't have the Ribuy of Ubayay Mashmini Yimel Basara Losa. Then you have the Mila B'Shmini of Parshas Tazria, which is Tali in Tumas Leida. Isha Kis Tazria V'Yol Dazach Tumas Shiva Yom, only afterwards Ubayay Mashmini Yimel Basara Losa. That Mila is talking going to be Doicha Shabbos. The Rambam held that, like Rav Asi, he held for sure that the Mila of Parshas Tazria is only Nageya if there's Tumas Leida. And being that the Rambam Paskins, like the Chachamim in our Mishnah in today's Daf, in Nida Daf Nunam and Aleph, Daf Memam and Aleph, skip 10 blocks, Daf Memam and Aleph, that a Yoytze Doifen doesn't have Tumas Leida, so Yoytze Doifen doesn't have Parshas Tazria. So if he doesn't have Parshas Tazria, he doesn't have the Pasuk of Ayyem Hashmini Yimel Basara Losai. And that's why there's no Mila that can be Doicha Shabbos, because the Makar that Mila is Doicha Shabbos is from Ayyem Hashmini Yimel Basara Losai. But the Rambam held it was only Memayed him. It was only Memayed him for Parshas. It was only Memayed him from Parshas Tazria. It wasn't Memayed him for Parshas Lachacha. And Parshas Lachacha also says that you have to do the Bris Mila Ayyem Hashmini. And being that over there, you don't have the Boy of the Mila being able to be Doicha Shabbos, that's how the Rambam came up with his psak that you're going to have Mila B'Shmini. But at the same time, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Not because he was Mesopic. No, the Rambam knew. The Rambam knew exactly what he wanted. He held Doiris HaRishonim Yechichu, and I'm going based on the Doiris HaRishonim. Reb Chaim says it's really a bias sheet to hear in Shabbos. Kuflam and Ham and Aleph. Again, it's one shtickle Reb Chaim and Sefer and Hilchas Mila. This is the Reb Chaim, obviously, oversimplifying it, but that's the crux of Reb Chaim says. But just one ha'ara that ties into this morning's raid, and also something that we learned recently and didn't have a chance to properly go into, and that is I saw in the Gulyoni Ashas from Rabbi Yosef Engel. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gulyoni Ashas brings from a sefer called Choshev Machshavos that was written by Rav Amniel Chayriki Zatzal. Okay, so he said like this. He said, "What's the pshat in this halacha?" So we have in our sugya that a Yoytze Doifen doesn't have Tumas Leida.
There's no tumas leida by yoytze doifin. And based on that, Rav Asi said in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hayom and Aleph that if yoytze doifin doesn't have tumas leida, there's no mila b'shmita by yoytze doifin either. When do you do the bris mila? Zoch Rashi miyad. You can do it right away. What's the pshat in this halacha? Very interesting halacha. So yoytze doifin doesn't have mila b'shmini. Why would a yoytze doifin not have mila b'shmini? So zoch the gul yoyni ashas b'shem this kadmoin a dover nifla based on a gemara mesechtes nida daf lamed aleph amid beis. A gemara that we learned not so long ago. The gemara says shalu talmidav Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The talmidav asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, mipnei ma'amre Torah, why is it that the Torah said Mila l'shmayna? Why do you do bris mila dafka on the eighth day? Why not earlier? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai said the reason is shlo yehu kulam smechen the other the ima yatzevim. Because by a bris mila, everybody's besimcha. So we don't want that everybody should be besimcha. Vava v'ima yatzevim. Why are they yatzevim? Rashi says, she'asurim betashmish. So we don't want that everybody should be besimcha, and they should be yatzevim. That's what it's related to. It's related to the fact that when a child is born, the mother's tamei 7 days after a zalcha is born. So we don't want that during her zman of tuma, everybody should be happy, and they shouldn't be happy. So that's why we push it off until the eighth day. So if that's the case, it's half of a fellow. If there's no tumas leida, let's be derish time of the krah. If there's no tumas leida, then it's half of a fellow. Why the halacha would be that there's no mila b'shmini? You can do the mila miyad because zilbas the time. Reb Shimon bar Yochai was megalatos. In need the lamed aleph on the base. What the reason is? So that's why I was thinking. Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon is the Reb Shimon. The author of the Zohar HaKadosh, you would have thought that Reb Shimon bar Yochai would say, why is Mila Mishmini? Eighth day, Yom Hashmini, Lamaila Minateva, all the machshavas and the Kabbalah and the Sisri Torah that are intertwined with this idea that Mila has to be Dafka, you know, the eighth day is, right? That's what you would think. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, as in the great Rashbi, said, it's very simple. We don't want you, Kulam Smeichem, Abavim Ayatsevim. He had the most balabatish of practical pshat possible. This is Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Tremendous, right? But either way, it's beautiful. Based on this Gemara, Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, it comes out very simply that the time of the krav, why Mila B'Shmini is, because she's Tomei Shavas Yom. Oh, so she's not Tomei Shavas Yom. It's beautiful. That's the reason you're not going to have Mila B'Shmini. But just to digress from our digression, just one very interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Mila, Simin Reish Samach Hey, Sivka and Yud Bey says, Noyagin Lasoi Suda B'Yom HaMila. The minhag in Klal Yisrael is that if there's a bris mila, you make a suda. The Ramah, incidentally, is myrich a little bit, and he says, "Benagul lakachas minyan l'sudas mila." The minhag is to take a minyan for the suda, umikri sudas mitzvah. It's called the sudas mitzvah. The chol misha ina yerchav sudas mila. Any person that doesn't participate in the sudas mila, havi kemenuda l'shamayim. But you have to read the fine print, literally. That's only if the people that are there, that are at this bris, are bnei adam mehuganim. If they're not mehuganim, not sure exactly how to translate that word, then you don't have to eat there. Then he brings the minhag to have a shalom zacher. But the Shulchan Aruch says, one line. The minhag is to make a suda by the yom hamila. The makar to this mechaber is the Bishyosef. Bishyosef himself, right here in the Torah, in Hilchas Mila, Simen Reish Samechem, and he brings it from Rabbeinu David Abu Draham. So it comes from the Avudram. The Avudram is in Birchas Hamila. It's Perik Lamidches. He says, "V'cheinagu lasso yisuda b'yom hamila." What's the makar? It comes from the Avudram. He says, "V'yesh smach lazeh b'medrash." Because the pasuk says, "V'yasa Avram mishta gadol b'yom higamel es Yitzchak." So what's Pashup Shah? Right, we just had it. In Parashas Vayera, "V'yigdal hayelet v'yigamel." It's referring to Yitzchak. So Yitzchak got older. V'yigamel. Vayasa Avram mishta gadol, and then Avram Avinu made a big party. Piyoyim higamal es Yitzchak. So vayigamal means he stopped nursing. Right, a baby when it's born nurses, it stopped nursing. So when Yitzchak Avinu stopped nursing from Sarah, Avram Avinu went and he made a mishta gadol. Piyoyim higamal es Yitzchak. I saw the Chizkuni says, kach hoya haminik. That was the minik. The minik was that when a baby would stop nursing, they would make a mishta gadol. K'moshe metzino b'shmul haramasi kasher dimolatu b'parim shloish. You find the b'shmul haramasi as well. Says the Chizkuni. That was the minik, and that's pashim shat. He made a suda b'yomi gomelas. Stating that the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that's not what it was. That b'yomi gomel was referring to bris mila. That mikan amru chachamim says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer in Perichov Tes. Chayiv adam lasi simcha mishta b'yisi ayoyim shezach alamul es benoy kavram avinu shenema v'yas avram mishta gadol b'yomi gomelas yitzchak and tois. And the Sechta Shabbos in the beginning of Perek Rebbe Eliezer the Milo brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, "What does Biyoyim Higomel have to do with bris milah. So he says, "Biyomi gomel hey gimel ma." The word he gomel is hey 5, gimel is 3, ma. He was mal on the 8th day, by Yom HaShmini, then he made the Suda. Either way, it's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So the Avudram, when he brings the Makar, that we make a Suda by a Bris Milah, so the first Makar is a Pirkei, the Rabbi Eliezer, which Tosis Rabbeinu Tam was already Mefarish, he gomel, he gimoma. Then he says, V'chei mashma ben Nida. But in Nida, it says it in parentheses. And then it says afterwards, B'ksubis tavchesam and aleph. So what's ksubis tavchesam and aleph? The Gemara of Adir is discussing Birchas Eris and Birchas Chasanim. So one of the brachas you make by a Sheva bracha, Shasimcha b'ma'oinoi v'sha'achal v'mishaloi. And the Gemara says that one of the Amayron wanted to institute that by a bris milah you should say Shasimcha b'ma'oinoi. And then they said not to. And the reason is Mishum de'ika tzara di'yinuka. Because being that this tzara di'yinuka, it's not Simcha b'ma'oinoi. I mean, it's not Simcha b'ma'oinoi. He said, don't do it. But says Rabbeinu David Avudram that if there was a havamina to say a Simcha b'ma'oinoi at a bris milah, so you see, it's a zman of Simcha. Of a zman of Simcha, he's supposed to have a suda. So he says, number one, I have a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, hey Gimel Mal, and additionally, I have a Gemara in Ksubis. I have a Gemara in Ksubis. What's interesting is, it says over there, v'chei mashma benida, in parentheses, and then it says, b'ksubis. And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, tav chesam and aleph. So I'll tell you something fascinating that I found. I found in the Shari Tshuva, this is in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and it's in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. He's discussing it, Brismila, and Atainis, right, all these halachas. So he says like this, in the end of this shtickle, it's ois lamid gimel. So he says at the very end, he says that he found Ayin Sham Shekosav Sherab Avudram, brings from the Brika Yosef, who says that he saw in the Avudram the Maisi Minida, that when he had this discussion, this Chiddush, Avudram's Chiddush, that you make a Suda by a Bris Milah. So what was his Makar? His Makar was a Gemara Masechtas Nida. He said, V'kach Kosav B'Menoris HaMa'ar. And the Menorah Smar also says it. It says, V'kach Kosav B'Masech Tesnida. V'kosav Huzal, and the Birkei Yosef said, Shaloi Motza B'Nita. It's a tois. And that's why in our Avudram, I have a new Avudram, the 3-volume one, it's in parentheses. It's in parentheses because it's a tois. What does it say to B'Masech Tesnida? He says, Zok, the Shari Tshuva, V'nire, Shekabana, so Avudram. No, I don't think it's a tois. It's not, the Avudram wrote Nida by mistake, and the Menorah Smar wrote Nida by mistake. It's not Mestaber. Two G'dayla Yoyla made the same mistake. They said Nida, and we know better, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to edit it. It's not mashma that way. That means there's a raya somewhere in Masechtas Nida that you're supposed to make a suda. Where do you see it in Masechtas Nida? Where in Masechtas Nida? It's Dr. Shari Tshuva. You know where you see it? You see it in Nida, Daflam and Aleph on the days. Because the Gemara says, why is it that Mila is Bishmini? Because we don't want everybody to be Besimcha, and the Mishpacha, Shalayu Kulam Smechim, V'Ava V'Ima Yatsevim. So you see, you're supposed to be Besimcha by Bris Mila. And Zok Tehila Garashi, what does it mean? Shalayu Akol Smechim, Shalayuchim V'Shoysim Besuda, to Rashi. So he says it's Kemad Mefurish Gemara, but it's a Mefurish Rashi. That's what they meant. They were referring to Rashi in Masechtas Nida, Daflam and Aleph, Tishkai Toys. They took out Nido. There's nowhere in Masechtas Nido. It's not true. So you call him Smechem. What does Smechem mean? Suda. Oichlin v'shoysim v'suda. V'ob v'me'atzev v'shasun v'tashvish. But the point is, that's where you see it. And if that's where you see it, that's where it's going to be negeya, this halacha. Just to conclude with one ha'ara. So at the end, the Avudram, after this shtickel, so after this whole shtickel, says the Avudram, he says that he saw from Rav Moshe HaKoyen. I see the Magia on the new Avudram says, like, Nizbarali v'mi'a kavon. But this Rav Moshe HaKoyen, who said, that the Tambozeh says something else. He said that I think the reason you make a Suda by Bris Milah, it's related to Shloima HaMelech Suda. The Pasuk says that Shloima HaMelech had a dream, and in the dream HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him, and what did he tell him? Sha'al Ma'etelach, ask me whatever you want, I'm going to give you. The Shah, what did he ask for? He asked for Chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Chachma. And Shloima HaMelech became the wisest man in the world. And the Pasuk says, Vayikat Shloima v'hinei chaloyim. And when he woke up in the morning and he realized how smart he became, Vayas Mishta L'chol Avodov. And Va'omru Chazal Mikan She'oisim Suda L'gomer Shal Torah. This is the Makar you're supposed to make a Siyam. So you finish a Masechta, you finish Torah, Simchas Torah, Hadron Alach Talmud Bavli, whatever it is, you're supposed to make a Siyam. This is the Makar. It's learned out from Shloima HaMelech. Vayikat Shloima V'hinei Chaloy. So the Avudram says that he saw from Rav Moshe HaKoyen that the Inyan of Sudas Bris Milah is related to a Siyam that you make after you finish a Masechta. Mikan she'oisim suda l'gamer shel Torah. He explains it a little bit. It's above my pay grade. It's more al derech hasoid. But I was thinking one machshava this tzushtal that Avudram brings from a Moshe HaKoyen, that maybe the Suda that we make out of Bris Milah is somewhat related to the Suda that Shloimeh HaMelech made when he woke up, v'hinei chaloim, and he realized how smart he was, v'yas mishtel l'chol avodav, shirashirim rabbe, perek alef, mikan sha'oisim Suda, l'gam reshal tayre. Just that's behekten, something that I heard many, many years ago from Rav David Heksher, Zatzal. So Rav David Heksher was a Rosh Yeshiva, and Yeshiva's called Tayre. He was very sick for many years, and he spent a lot of time in the United States for treatment. And during that time, he was staying near Torah Tumima. I was learning at Torah Tumima at the time. He used to come to Torah Tumima and give shiurim and shmuzim. And the Talmidei HaYeshiva of Torah Tumima, they put out the Ilu Nishmasa, a sefer from the shiurim and the shmuzim that he gave. So at the end, the sefer is called Dudai Sadeh. And at the end of this sefer, Dudai HaSadeh, he has a small piece, Bir Inyan Suda Legamer Shel Torah. A beer in this idea that you're supposed to make a suda legamer shel Torah. And he asks the following question. He says, Chazal said, the makar to making the siyam, and this is a Ramah, by the way, it's learned out from Shloimeh HaMelech. Ramah brings in the Yerudei Simin Reish Me'avav Zavkon Chavav. You learn this from Shloimeh, that Shloimeh HaMelech made a siyam by Yasmish Tagadol, so Mikan Shoysen suda legamer shel Torah. And he says, V'tzorich iyam, read to his Lashon, Dehosam loy gomash Shloimeh HaMelech klum. What Shloimeh HaMelech finish? Shloimeh HaMelech wakes up in the morning, he's brilliant, he's a genius. He's the smartest man in the world. He understands every lumdus and super lumdus. I hear, but did he learn anything? What did he didn't learn anything. He got the ability, the tools that he'll need to be able to learn Torah. He never reached the Madrega where he actually finished anything. So how could you learn from Shlomo HaMelech that you make a Suda Legamer Shel Torah? You see from Chazal, that the simcha person has to have when he finishes a Masechta, it's not a simcha, wow, what an accomplishment, I'm so proud of myself, pat myself on the back. That's not what it is. It's a simcha for what is in store for him moving forward. He just finished the Masechta. He's so much smarter. Now, when you learn Nida Daf Mem, and you learn a sugi about a Malu Yerdu, Malu Lo Yerdu, so you learn Zvachim, you made a Siyam on Zvachim, and you made a Siyam on Seyda Kachim, so you can go through the sugi and understand a little bit better than you would have had you not learned Seyda Kachim. That's the point. It's about the fact that now you have the Leiv Chacham V'Novim Lumoy Mesechtes Acheirois. V'Gam Shal Yideiz HaShagam HaMesechtes Shleim HaMakabu Siyat HaDeshmai Yegudoy Lameis HaShem Yizbarach Lumoy Doin Ulesayimoy. That's what we learn from Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech made a Suda not celebrating what he had accomplished, because he didn't accomplish anything. He was celebrating what was in store for him. He says, now that he has this Leiv Chacham V'Novim, look at what I have in store. Look at how much I'm going to be able to accomplish now. That was, he woke up in the morning, V'hinei Chaloyim, wow, I can go now. Right? We're not so into celebrations as a Jewish people. It's not what we do. We try not to harp too much on negative things and also not on positive things. It's always moving forward. It's always thinking about the future. A Siyam is a celebration on the past. I guess that's the Pashim Shah. But said Rav David Heksher Zatzal, that is much deeper than that. It's really a celebration of what lies in hand. It's a celebration of the future. The second time you go through Shas, obviously you're going to be able to do it a lot more smoothly than the first time you did it. And that's what it's a celebration for. And the Raya is because what's the Makar to see him? It's not a Shtickle Torah. The Makar is Shleim HaMelech. He made a Suda Legamer Shel Torah. Garnish Galant. He had the Leiv Chacham V'Novim to learn. That's the scene, the celebration. The celebration, now you have more of a Leiv Chacham V'Novim to be able to go further. So I was thinking, just to tell Suda, Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Yedua, Rabbi Kiva Eger springs from the Oilei Sefrayim, that the Oilei Sefrayim said that a person is born with an Arla on his guf, but a person is also born with an Arla Salev. And unless a person removes the Arla Salev, it'll never be possible for him to be able to learn Torah. And you want to have a Leiv Chacham V'Novim to be able to learn Torah, you have to remove the Arla Salev. How do you remove the Arla Salev? By removing the Arla Saguf. When you remove the Arla Saguf, that's how you remove the Arla Salev. Kedega said it to answer Akasha. And the Gemara is two pshat on what that bris is. One pshat is the bris of Torah. The other pshat is the bris of Milo. Right from Kedega, or Bishlam, if it's the bris of Torah, I understand why it's called Berisi Yom of Alayla. And Loi Berisi Yom of Alayla. Because Torah has a mitzvah, Vigisva Yom of Alayla. But if it's the bris of Milo, what does Mila have to do with Yom of Alayla? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because without Bris Mila, you can't learn Torah Yom of Alayla. The Bris is the conduit. That's your Heichat Timtza to be able to learn Torah Yom of Alayla. Because your heart is going to be stopped if without the Bris Mila. You want the Leiv Chacham V'Novim to be able to learn Torah. The way you get that Leiv, The way you have that is through bris milah. The way you get that is bris milah. We once told the Chassam Sofer says lo yomish mitoich oil, but Yeshua ben Nun is Rashi Tevis milah. So Yeshua ben Nun gave the mitzvah priya, but it's more lo yomish mitoich oil comes from milah. Lo yomish mitoich oil comes from milah. Milah is the hechatimsa for a person to be able to learn Torah. That means when there's a bris milah, when a child has bris milah, now he has that lev pasuach. Now he got the lev chacham v'navoid. It's like he's Shloim HaMelech. Shloim HaMelech woke up in the morning vayikatz. Now all of a sudden he has the Lev Chacham the Novin to be able to learn Torah. That child, every single child gets that on his bris milah. What's the Suda Lagamra Shal Torah? It's not what he finished. The child didn't need to finish. Child's making a siyum. Rabbeinu David Abu Drum brings from Moshe HaKoyin HaKadmon of Biderech HaKabbalah. Suda's bris milah is a siyum. What's the pshat? This is the pshat. The hein in that word of David Heksher. This is mamish the word. The word is because the yisoid of a siyum is now you have the lev chacham and navoy. Reb Kiveger, the Melos Ephraim, when Megalut us that the child gets that lev chacham and navoy. When he has a bris milah, so right now the child is getting the lev chacham and navoy, and you have to make a suda. You know which suda? Suda shloim ha-melech. This is suda shloim ha-melech. The suda, mikansha ois and suda legam shaltein.